Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Wait with confidence. Psalm 130, verse 5. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and it is in His Word that I place my confidence. I think it's probably safe to say there are at least two ways we can place our confidence: hesitantly or wholeheartedly. Hesitantly means we really are not expecting things to be what we want them to be. Confidently means we trust that things are going to be what God wants them to be. As we wait for the Lord, we place our confidence in Him. We know that He knows what our tomorrow is going to be. We don't. We know that in this life there will be good things that we will encounter. There will be things that are not so good. They are unpleasant. They are not something that we would wish upon ourselves or for ourselves. But we know that there is rain in every life. There are storm clouds that arise. But the beauty is behind those clouds is the sun radiating from heaven itself, placing us in a situation where we can say it might be raining, it might be storming, it might be thundering, it might be threatening, but our hope is not in what we see right now, but in what the Word says I have to look forward to. Oh, what joy it is when we realize that we need not let our hearts be downhearted. We need to trust in God. We need to trust Him completely, because He has told us that in His house are many mansions, and He has gone to prepare one for us. And as we wait for the Lord to return, we need to be actively involved in serving Him and loving Him and enjoying His presence, spending time with Him in studying His Word and talking to Him in prayer. We wait with confidence, knowing that what He has got in store for us is beyond anything we can even imagine in this life. Are you waiting? Are you trusting? Are you anticipating with confidence? I hope so. Heavenly Father, as we wait with confidence for that day when You call us home to be with You, I pray, Lord, we might be faithful to be the servants that You call us to be, that we might be obedient, that we might be joyous in our heart, even when things around us are falling apart, when our bodies are getting older and disease seems to be part and parcel of every day of our life. We can look up, because this world is not our home. We're just merely passing through. Our home is with You, and You are preparing a wonderful place. What joy it will be when we will be gathered together, all of the saints of God, with our Heavenly Father and with our Savior Jesus Christ, who has given us His blood that we might have life everlasting. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.